We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rich Noyes joining us this morning. He's with the Media Research Center. He's one of the research directors there. And Rich, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, I'm comparing your study here to what I watched on stage last night from ABC News. I thought it was very obvious that they planned from the beginning to give the most attention and the most speaking time to three candidates. There was no doubt about it. Sanders, Warren, and Biden pretty much dominated it.
No, I think that's right. I think they're interested in making news that other networks then pick up and carry forth with the ABC logo. And I think they see this the way a lot of the establishment media sees this. This is Joe Biden's race. They think he's the one most likely to pull together the coalition to beat Donald Trump. And, you know, that's who they want to give the airtime to. I thought it was amazing. The questions that were asked, there were a couple actually decent questions, but there were a lot of questions that were all about, you know, nationalizing health care, emptying the prisons, confiscating guns. I mean, it was really, you know, a radical agenda of questions. But, yeah, you're right. The airtime, look, we've looked at the way they've covered the race for the whole year, and it's on ABC's evening newscast. Joe Biden gets more than half of the time. The other 24 candidates get just have to split all the remainder. And I think you saw sort of the same thing on the debate stage. You know, I think Warren is getting her fair share too, but she's you know, the questions to her weren't very tough.
No, I would agree. I thought she didn't really hit anything out of the park last night. Biden had some moments where he kind of shined a little bit, and then he had some gaffes as well. But what you guys looked at Media Research was the amount of time the networks have dedicated to these candidates. And the bottom line is the Yang supporters are right. There is a bias out there against Andrew Yang. They haven't given him any time in the mainstream media at all compared to a Joe Biden or a Kamala Harris.
That's right. They have to explain somehow he is polling, I guess, you know, based on the rank last night, he's number six in the polls in a 20-plus candidate field. That is actually an impressive thing for someone who's running their first presidential race, and yet he's received 2 seconds of airtime on ABC up to this point. That compares to 68 minutes for Joe Biden, 15 minutes for Kamala Harris, 12 minutes for Elizabeth Warren. I mean, those aren't great numbers either. They're covering, you know, Donald Trump more than they're covering any of these candidates. But, you know, they've already decided in their own media circles who deserves coverage and who doesn't. There's a whole raft of candidates, 14 by our count, that have received less than 60 seconds of airtime on ABC's evening newscast this year, 8 months plus, including four or five that have received 0 seconds of airtime.
Wow. That's pretty stunning. Now, that's ABC. Can you extrapolate those numbers to CBS and NBC? Did you look at those as well?
We've looked at those. I didn't add them all up, but they're pretty close. I think they're slightly less infatuated with Joe Biden than ABC, as I think he's only in the 40% plus range there. But this is the same. They don't have the time to cover all of these candidates, so basically they've decided to cover almost none of them except the household names, and that's how it works. If you're a household name, you get covered, but if you're a household name, you don't need the coverage as much, and if you need to break through and let people know who you are, the media will not help you do that.
Yeah, it seems pretty obvious when you look at this. Where can people go to read more on your studies at Media Research?
We've got stuff up all about this study and last night's debate at newsbusters.org. That's our blog site.
Very good. Well, we'll check it out. Rich Noyes, thanks so much for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.